Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump unveils his health care plan. We have the story.
Kansas lawmakers look to create more oversight in Topeka. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Well, fall officially arrived on Tuesday, but it's going to feel more like summer today and tomorrow. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Police are investigating a shooting last night near 25th and Poplar in northeast Wichita. Police received several calls from people hearing gunshots and seeing a person lying on the ground. Officers found a 25-year-old man with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Protests in Louisville continued for a second night after a Kentucky grand jury brought no murder charges against the officers involved in the March death of Breonna Taylor. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
We saw them smash windows. We saw them destroy property, screaming the usual profanities against police. And police started to declare this an unlawful assembly. And there were officers and law enforcement and riot gear on every corner of this church property.
Several dozen demonstrators left Louisville's First Unitarian Church around 11 p.m. Thursday night after police negotiated an end to the confrontation. President Trump has outlined his vision for health care overhaul. Signing an order protecting pre-existing conditions.
President Trump traveled to North Carolina to lay out his vision for affordable health care and lower prescription drug prices.
The first pillar of my plan is more choice for the American patients.
The Trump administration has joined a lawsuit aimed at invalidating the Affordable Care Act signed into law by President Obama. That law prohibits insurers from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. President Trump signed an executive order making it government policy to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that executive order is not worth the paper it's signed on. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas lawmakers have begun moving toward giving more of their colleagues a say in how the state manages emergencies like the coronavirus pandemic.
Chairman of the House Judicial Committee, Representative Fred Batten, tells KSN News the legislature should consider creating a new panel with permanent oversight of how the governor handles prolonged emergencies.
How do we ensure statewide representation? How do we have more voices on that council that serves in the place of the legislature when we're not here?
The committee also said lawmakers should look at making it easier to reconvene later in the year after their annual spring session has concluded. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Revenue at the four state-owned casinos and through Kansas lottery ticket sales plunged nearly $100 million last fiscal year as COVID-19 undermined operations at legal games of skill and chance.
The Reflector reports that Stephen Durrell, executive director of the Kansas Lottery, said the casinos in Dodge City, Mulvane, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City, Kansas, closed March 23rd and didn't reopen for 2 months. By the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, the casinos reported revenue declines of 15% to 20%, for a total decline of $77 million compared to the previous fiscal year. Overall revenue slumped from $411 million to $334 million. The draw and instant lottery games available with the Kansas Lottery remained available despite the spread of COVID-19. Sales of lottery tickets in Kansas slipped about $20 million, or 7%. Interest in the large jackpot games, such as Powerball, suffered the greatest decline, Durrell said, while more modest instant scratch lottery tickets did better.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk with voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, ahead of the Chiefs' Monday night football game versus Baltimore.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. We have a story on that coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Deidre Manis with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S.
In 2018, we lost 48,344 Americans to suicide. And that's not even counting. So in 2018, we also had 1.4 million suicide attempts.
96 people committed suicide in Sedgwick County last year. The local suicide hotline is 660-7500. Deidre Manis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. After speculation, his case would be dismissed earlier this week. An NFL owner is now in the clear criminally.
After another high court ruling blocking the use of video evidence, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft had the charges of soliciting prostitution levied against him dropped on Thursday.
Without these videos, we cannot move forward with our prosecutions.
Florida State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg in a video conference says the latest appeal by prosecutors failed to clear surveillance from the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, allegedly showing Kraft pay for and receive sexual favors last year.
The Attorney General was concerned, and we agreed, that the Supreme Court could expand the appellate court's ruling to ban hidden cameras.
Kraft is still subject to punishment from the NFL under their personal conduct policy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, COVID-19 has drowned many businesses. An online company specializing in fishing gear is not only staying afloat, but it's been also reeling in new customers across the country at a record pace.
Who knew that the pandemic would lead to an explosion in fishing? I'm at a company called Catchco. It's an online fishing retailer based in Chicago, founded by CEO Ross Gordon in the garage of his Evanston home.
When we first got news of the pandemic and retailers were closing, they started to cancel their orders, and we thought that could be it for the business. Shortly after that, we saw an explosion in our online sales as more and more people got into the sport of fishing, and we've just been trying to keep up ever since.
In some ways, it's the ideal COVID-19 sport, a way to catch a fish and not catch a virus. At the headquarters of Catchco in Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now. This is an injury traffic accident involving a motorcycle. This happened on Oliver, north of K96, 3500 block of North Oliver. Car versus motorcycle accident there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast here for the weekend with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky across south central Kansas and warmer air moving in today, even more so tomorrow. Our high temperature close to 90 with gusty south winds. Dry and quiet tonight. Charlo 65, breezy and 92 Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And one of our another wacky wildlife story out of Alaska. Officials say a wild brown bear broke into the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage and killed Caesar, a popular male alpaca. Zoo Executive Director Patrick Lampe says the bear had been hanging around the zoo, knocking over trash bins and breaking bear-proof locks. Sunday, it tunneled under perimeter fencing and got into the alpaca pen while the zoo was closed to the public. Caesar's companion, an alpaca named Fuzzy Charlie, was able to escape unharmed. Alaska Fish and Game officials searched the zoo but didn't find the bear. They saw it the next night trying to get back into the zoo, and they killed that bear. That was in Alaska, that pretty persistent bear. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is, again, a Friday morning. We got the big weekend ahead, and Friday morning means this time of year they're going to check in with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, with us this morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you, brother?
Well, we're doing very well. I got it. Before we do anything else, well, go ahead and tell us about American Ag Credit and what they're doing out there. Great things.
Well, actually, and it's been so important these last 6 months. You know, I kid about Greg Reno and his crew at American Ag Credit, but all kidding aside, what they provide, agriculture is such a leverage business. We know it's unique. It's like nothing else, basically, in our society. And so it requires a lender that is with you as if it's their own operation. And that's the way Greg and his crew face it. It's as if they're right with you on your farm or ranch. And again, in Sedgwick County, Harvey Kent, here we go. I can leave somebody out, Butler County. There's so many folks that have two incomes. They'll work in the city or work in industry, but they also have a farm. And people have learned through this show how to work with American Ag Credit at agloan.com. They're phenomenal. I can't tell you how important they are to Wichita and the economy of your region and your listening area.
I actually, in high school, worked for a farmer who had a service station in town. So I know what you're talking about. They do that.
Yeah, they have, still, even more so now. Even more so.
I got two words before we do anything else this morning. I got two words for you. Gale Sayers.
Yep. Ooh, wow. Gale Sayers, born in Wichita.
Right, right.
And in fact, his family, his extended family and family, was I grew up in Smith County, and he's got ties to Phillips County, which is the next county to the west. And actually, I think his ancestry goes back to the Exodusters of Graham County and Nicodemus. You know about Nicodemus?
Nicodemus, sure. Yeah.
Little city in Bogue area. And so Gale's got some ties. He was called the Kansas Comet because he played at KU. But his Kansas ties goes beyond his time at KU. Being born in Wichita and in his early years before they moved to Omaha, he was a Kansan.
And he has, of course, had passed away this past week.
Yeah, great player. I think he changed the game, actually. You know, later we saw another Wichitan, Barry Sanders, and we've seen these great elusive running backs, Darren Sproles, who's from Olathe, played at K-State.
Yeah.
But honestly, it feels like Gale was the first.
All right.
You know, there was some big lumbering back. You know, Jimmy Brown was more of a smash India, and same with, you know, you go back to the other running backs of the 50s and 60s, but Sayers was the first to have this crazy shiftiness, Dante Hall type, go four directions at once. The thing that Gale did to teams was you could have the perfectly called play and personnel, and it didn't matter. It's a little bit like Mahomes.
Yeah.
You get the other last week against the Chargers, that 54-yard touchdown, there is nothing the Chargers could have done, Steve. Nothing they could have done to prevent it. And that's the way it many times with Gale Sayers. As a defensive coach, you're going, I don't know what to do. We did everything we could do, and it didn't matter.
That was quite a game. Very interesting game to watch, and it was frustrating. Wait a minute, where's the blocking? Where's the tackling? And then all of a sudden, the Chiefs figured out how to win, which is they're world champions. They got to do that, right?
Well, and there's something to that. You don't want to do that all the time. The Chiefs have actually done that now five straight times. And the team they're playing Monday night, it'd behoove them not to do that. However, that game Sunday against the Chargers was a lot like Super Bowl 54. It had the same feel to it, where the Chargers, like the 49ers, were dictating the terms of that game for the first 7/8 of the game, seemingly. And then the last 8, boom, the Chiefs had it. And that's a sign of a great team to win games like that. And a great quarterback, great coach, and then a great kicker to hit 2 58-yard field goals and have to hit the second 58-yard field goal twice.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it? Well, they gave him a chance to warm up a couple of times there.
Well, he said, I just got more mad the more times they made me kick it. Like, he got more determined. Wow. Training camp doesn't lie. It's why I give you and Ted reports. And during training camp, the truncated COVID prevention version of it, we saw Harrison Butker go to another level. I mean, there were times I had to watch it from 100 yards away. But I've got my Hubble telescope watching it, and you can see Dave Tobe going, back him up, boom, he'd smoke it, back him up, boom. I go, I think he's at 70 yards. I mean, he made a 70-yarder.
Wow.
So Butker's always had a strong leg. I think it's even stronger, and he's more determined. And I think the fact that he's kicked in so many big games now has helped his confidence. Like, nothing phases him. And so he'll have to have that going into Monday night because their kicker is the most – accurate kicker in the history of the National Football League, Justin Tucker.
Wow. Injuries, illness this week, anything you want to tell us about that?
Well, we're getting some guys back. It's actually encouraging to the fact that we still don't know. Shavarius Ward, who broke his hand in the Houston game, didn't play last week, starting corner. Be great to have him this week because he's physical, and this is going to be a physical game. there's a chance he could play. We'll know more about that after today. Then Antonio Hamilton, who was injured in that game, I think will be back. It's more good news than bad on the injury front. So I think Alex Okafor will miss. He missed this game. The one concern would be Sammy Watkins, who had a neck and head injury. I'm not exactly sure if he's in the concussion protocol for sure, but I know that that's a concern, and his status could be in doubt for this game.
So what are the keys? What do we look for?
Yeah. Well, this game's awesome. I mean, these are the top two teams in the NFL facing each other. I have a podcast up with Sean Barber called Defending the Kingdom. People can find it on the Chiefs YouTube or Facebook pages or their Chiefs app. That I put a GIF up there, a picture of two goats in a pasture rutting, because that's what this looks like. These are two, the greatest of all time quarterbacks, in their team's opinion, rutting in the same pasture. You got to be disciplined against Baltimore. I said playing the Baltimore Ravens is the NFL version of playing Army, Navy, or Air Force in college football. They're so disciplined, tough, and running the ball. They still get to their desired point total. They'll get to mid-30s and set records. They're just going to do it differently, very similar to how K-State won the Big 12 in 2012. A lot of power runs, quarterback power with Lamar Jackson. You have to be disciplined the whole game. And that also means taking care of the ball. The Ravens love to take it away. They've already up to their old tricks. In 2 weeks, they've had five takeaways and a defensive score. They had six defensive scores last year that led the NFL. You've got to be on your game, and it's an all-day deal, baby. And it's every snap. If you let your guard down, they'll take the candy.
It seems to me, as just a layman, that there haven't been a lot of troubling penalties for the Chiefs this year. They've been pretty disciplined on the snap, haven't they?
They were superlative in week one. Just, I can't tell you how pristine it was. Last week was a little bit different. There was some holding calls, especially on the offensive line, and a lot of that was due to the Chargers. And this group that the Chiefs are playing this week are very much like the Chargers. The Ravens are physical, and they'll kind of grab, and you'll get the second tug, and all of a sudden now you get the penalty. I mean, that's the way they play, and they're just successful. I mean, they've won 14 consecutive regular season games, the Ravens. So, again, part of the discipline and toughness is being able to be composed. This will be a game where composure will be of supreme importance. They also want to knock out Mahomes. It seems like they've got they put some shots on him. They hit the Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson last week 14 times. And last year in Kansas City, they hit Mahomes seven times. But of those seven, as I reviewed the video, about three of those looked like they wanted to knock him out for the season. So hang on, buddy. Here we go.
Should be a terrific game. Over the years, we've had the Eddie Plapa Shocker Football segment every year. This year, you're going to do something a little different with the 50th anniversary of the Shocker plane crash, right?
Yeah, and Tammy and I, we did something. We had to get away, but we wanted to be COVID sensitive and just stay away. So we did some hiking, and we hiked the crash site. And Tammy's first cousin, Ron Johnson, was one of those killed. But here's what I was thinking. I was up on that mountain. If our Eddie Plapa reports, and, you know, we've had some fun with them, and we've joked and laughed. But those guys that died on that mountain, we remember as dying on that mountain. And we should. We should honor, them. But I'm not sure we talk enough about what they did before they perished. I mean, there were some remarkable guys on that team. And that's what I'm going to focus all fall and winter on are those guys. And not on how they died, but on how they lived. And so this week, and I'm going to try to tie it into the Chiefs game as much as I can. And this week, it's Gene Robinson. Gene was a wide receiver for the Shocks who died on that Colorado mountainside on October 2nd, 50 years ago. But Gene was a heck of a receiver. Now, he was from Dayton, Ohio, but he had to go to junior college. He went to junior college at Garden City Community College. His year in 1969, Gene, a good wide receiver, averaged 15.5 yards per catch. In 2017, a Chiefs receiver by the name of Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. the Cheetah, also averaged right around there, 15.7 yards a catch. But here's another tie-in. Gene Robinson was at Garden City for 1 year before he transferred to Wichita State. And Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs' cheetah, the fastest player in the NFL, was at Garden City Community College 1 year before he transferred to Oklahoma State.
Wow.
So Gene Robinson was the cheetah maybe before the cheetah. But we do give a tip of the cap, a tip of Eddie Plopp's shocker cap, to one of his old teammates, and that was Gene Robinson, wide receiver, who did pass away on October the 2nd, 50 years ago on that Colorado mountain at Mount Trelease.
Excellent. Way to go. Yeah, yep. I think you hit a home run there.
Every week, buddy. Every week we're going to have these. So stay tuned, baby.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Have a great call for Monday night. Looking forward to it. That's, of course, Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, KNSS Radio, 98.7 1330, the voice, the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Be listening Monday night. 8:23 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Democrats and their image ads. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.